Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. On behalf of the College of Letters and Sciences of UCLA, the Institute of Archaeology, the Department of Slavic Languages and Literature, and the Program of Indo-European Studies, I welcome you to the memorial service for Maria Gimbutas. Maria Gimbutas was born in 1921 in Vilnius, Lithuania, and she graduated with a master's degree from Vilnius, from the University of Vilnius, in 1942. In 1946, she received her PhD degree from the University of Tübingen, and she continued her studies in Germany for 3 years until 49 in Tübingen, Heidelberg, and Munich. From there she went to Harvard, where she was a fellow, where she was a research fellow at the Peabody Museum for a number of years, that is, until she came to UCLA in 1963. And she remained on our faculty ever since. Her scholarly activities were centered particularly in the middle years, that is when she first came to UCLA, in field work in Europe. And some of these names sound as ominous today as the date when she received her master. In 1967-68, she directed a joint excavation with the Museum of Sarajevo at Obre in Bosnia. And in 1968 and 69, she directed the excavation at Sitagri in Greek Macedonia. In 69-71, sort of every year, she directed an excavation with the Museum of Stip in Yugoslavia at Anza, 73-75 at Achilleion in Greece, in Thessaly, and in 77-78 in Manfredonia in Puglia, in Italy. So there was a burst of archaeological field work in those years, and which were followed by years of extremely productive publication work. And while the titles of her bibliography are innumerable, I will refer only to two of her books. The first one, a book with which I was involved, it was the publication of her excavations in Macedonia, and it was the first volume of a series and the first volume of the newly founded Institute of Archaeology. It was the inaugural volume of a series, Monumenta Archaeologica, and it was a true monumentum. We were joking about the title and how appropriate it was for her work. And then the other book, or sort of pair of books, to which I want to refer are the two which have popularized their insights, The Civilization of the Goddess in 1991, and just before that in 89, The Language of the Goddess. Two very different works from the more scholarly, rigid, and replete with details work on the excavations, but still very much based on the data, proving her continuing concern for the substantive knowledge of the world that she had helped rediscover. So these are the vital statistics, as it were, for Maria Gimbutas. But beyond them, I would like to remember Maria as the colleague, as the scholar, as the friend. Maria is Maria. When I first came to UCLA as a young assistant professor, she was one of the first colleagues I introduced myself to outside my department. And I was very taken right away with her openness, availability, enthusiasm. She was actually interested in what I was saying, and she was listening. And that gave me the confidence I needed when, a few years later, I sought her out to enlist her support in establishing the Institute of Archaeology. You may be surprised to hear that even then, in the early 70s, we were short of money. And the mandate to me was to start an institute without a budget. That is, without a budget of dollars and cents, only with a budget of existing talent. And this is clearly where Maria came in big. She was obviously a major ledger entry in that budget. The challenge was to find the commonalities that would help bind together archaeologists coming from many diverse backgrounds, operating from such contrasting presuppositions, and forge together a higher intellectual integration that would justify our wanting to establish an institute. So the very differences among colleagues had to become the strength of the projected new unit. And here, Maria's enthusiasm was truly matched by her generosity, for which I would like once more today to express my gratitude. She supported the establishment of the Institute every inch of the way with her characteristic impatience that wanted to short-circuit all detours. Generosity and impatience. How many times have I seen these traits of her character extend to her mentorship of graduate students, so keen on bringing out the best in all and so impatient at what administrative strictures may have to be invoked at times. These attitudes carried over fully to her scholarly quest, which has been so profoundly unified not only by her unmatched control of an enormous amount of data, but by a devouring passion, the search for meaning. Yes, she was the recognized authority in a field to which she gave such a new luster, old Europe. Yes, she has produced countless articles and monographs on specific aspects of that world. And yes, she brought to fruition massive projects for which she would care with ever-sustained interest from start to finish. But the overarching unity of all to all this was, as I see it, her passionate search for meaning. Whether we label it history of religion, or iconographic analysis, or intellectual history, or whatever, she was always eagerly alert to discover what life might lurk in an otherwise dead record. And here too she was sometimes impatient, with the contagious impatience of the visionary. And contagious indeed it was, to where a scholarly search for meaning in the distant past suddenly awoke to an unexpected surge of relevance in our very present. In the end, it seemed to me she had come to find the deepest meaning of all when she came to tap unsuspected reserves within herself. I don't know how many of you have shared my experience in visiting her over the last few months, but the more ravaged she was by her illness, the more beautiful she looked to me. Yes, properly beautiful. as if her eyes and her smile had taken over. Her eagerness for friendship rewarded the friends who came. She was eager and impatient, but serenely impatient now, to share her friendship with us, her friends. And today we are here to share this friendship. We do remember her so gratefully for her institutional role in our programmatic growth. We do celebrate her scholarship and her scholarly passion. But we would please her most if these professional bonds would lead us to a deeper, a genuine bonding of human friendship. So may I ask you to join me now in composing our thoughts and prayers in the commonality of a shared moment of silence. If you would stand, please. Thank you. I would like to read two messages. The first is from Richard Leventhal, the current director of the Institute of Archaeology. He sends his regrets at not being able to attend. He is in Belize working on his field project, but he wants to be remembered and to be here with us. And the other is from Franklin Murphy. It's a fax that was received this morning. I regret that I cannot be with all of you in person today to pay tribute to a most remarkable human being, Maria Gimbutas. I should like to have been present to say these words, but ironically, I am presently under treatment for a medical problem very similar to that which took Maria away. Had I been present, I would have said that she was one of the finest persons I ever knew, that she was one of the most decent human beings I ever knew, and that she was one of the most gifted scholars I ever knew. God bless you, Maria.